Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Hey, Chicago. What do you say? Cavs gonna win today.
We have come a long way since that famous introduction to one Shota Imanaga, my favorite Cub, because I enjoy his personality. And when he introduced himself in English at Cubs convention a couple of years ago, I think everybody was like, I'm down. I'm on board. Give me my Imanaga jersey. But now we've seen things go the other way. And we thought that perhaps we had seen the last of Shota Imanaga. Welcome back to Rahimi, Harris, and Grody alongside Clay Harbor. I'm Marshall Harris. Layla, Mark, they have the day off. Clay, of course, does his work on the Big Pro Football Show on CHSN, but you know what? He likes other sports too. He likes baseball. He has thoughts. So let's set this up for the people, Clay. Shota Imanaga and the Cubs, they had a contract, and in that contract, the Cubs could decline a three-year $57.75 million option this offseason. They chose to do that. What happened next was, because they did that, Imanaga had a $15.25 million player option for 1 year next season. And that would have enabled him to have another second player option for 2027. So in theory, he could have had $30.5 million guaranteed over the next 2 years. He declines that. The Cubs then say, we'll offer you the qualifying offer. That's $22 million. And if he declines the qualifying offer, the Cubs
second
then
draft pick.
They get a compensatory draft pick, a high draft pick.
Yeah, high draft pick.
And the whole question becomes, did the Cubs expect him to decline that qualifying offer and go find work elsewhere? He didn't, and now they're on the hook to have him back on the team at $22 million next season. And if you're Shota Imanaga, I understand why he did it. $22 million guaranteed. You don't know what's going to happen in 2027 because of a work stoppage that is looming for that season. You can take this bag, leave, and if there's no baseball, go back to Japan and get another bag. That's what he can do. Meanwhile, the Cubs, they're now on the hook for someone who they couldn't even start in a win-or-go-home playoff game against the Milwaukee Brewers last year. So do we think the Cubs thought that Imanaga would decline? Is it that simple? That's what I tend to believe. No one's come out and spoken about this yet. And the way that Jed Hoyer, the president of baseball operations for the Cubs, kind of set things up is like, we like Shota. We just didn't like him at the three-year $57 million price.
They like Shota, but I feel like they liked the previous year of Shota. And is he still that guy? Remember, he missed most of May and June with that strained left hamstring, right? Mm-hmm. And then he struggled to kind of fully recapture what made him that Cy Young caliber player that comes in here. And he had a solid year. Like, he contributed to the success of that playoff roster, and he went 9-8 with a 3.7 ERA over 25 starts. But the Cubs did not demonstrate the level of trust in him that would make me think they felt comfortable paying him this type of money when he had a chance to start game five, and they didn't play him. They didn't pitch him.
And I was the main one saying, do not start this man. But to be fair, I had been saying, do not start this man since the beginning of the playoffs.
I remember I was there with you, and I was telling you, like, why don't we go with Shota? You're like, no.
No. And you see what happened, right? When they went with him in previous games?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was bad. He needed to be out of the rotation. Now, the question first off is, do the Cubs expect him to sign the qualifying offer? The second question is, do they feel like they can rehab him? If the answer is they knew it was a calculated risk, do they think they can fix him? Let me remind the people.
He's 32 years old, Marshall.
I know how old he is.
The guy is 32. He's not getting any younger. Yes, I think he still has some good years under his belt. If they can rehab him, if they can get him back to the Imanaga, who had a 3.28 ERA with 291 strikeouts, 54 walks, and 54 starts, this guy gives up a ton of home runs. That's something that concerns me. He gives up a lot of long balls, and I don't know if giving that kind of money to Imanaga is a good thing there. It depends what you have in your budget, right? Did you just use up a lot of your budget on Imanaga, or you got some reserves? You got a little bit of reserves. Like, I know Marshall's got big pockets. His pockets are fat, so Marshall can do stuff like that. Will the Cubs have more money to spend because they still have more holes if they want to compete for a championship?
There you go again, projecting your former NFL salary on me. Only one of us played in the league, big fella.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
To your point, it's not about what he did last year so much as what he did in the first half of this past season compared to the second half of the season. You brought up the home runs. Every time that man went out and
20
pitched,
home runs in his final 12 outings.
Every time he went out.
20 home runs in his final 12 outings.
Over those 12 outings. Every time he went out, he was giving up at least one gopher ball. Every time. It was like clockwork, which is why I told you he can't be pitching. You can't afford it. You know why? Because your offense isn't good enough. And that brings me to this. If you're spending $22 million on Shota Imanaga, and you've told us that you want another starter who's a power arm that you know is going to cost you north of $30 million per year, it seems like you're very comfortable with where your offense is when no one else who follows this team is very comfortable with where their offense is. And that's the issue. If this $22 million is taking away money that can be invested into the team, injected into the offense, that's where the problem lies. That's why I say now it seems like the Cubs are between a rock and a hard place. You're either going to have to trade for more offense or trade for the pitcher that you want.
And you listened to Jed's press conference the other day talking about how happy he was with where the offense was. I got a couple of numbers here for you, Marshall.
You always
talk about this offense. This offense was good early in the season. Okay, April and May 1st, I mean March and April 1st, May 3rd best offense, okay? June 15th, July 11th, September 11th, August 27th. They progressively got worse. This is a trend. PCA is not going to hit like that PCA from you saw from the beginning of the year.
How do you know that? He can't make adjustments? He can't improve?
You saw the trend near the end of the year.
He's a very young player. I disagree. He's a very young player.
Seiya was not the same player at the beginning of the season as he was at the end of the season.
You're right. He was much better at the end of the season. Seiya was on fire. It was Seiya Suzuki and Nico Horner carrying them through the back half, like the last week of the regular season into the playoffs. Michael Bush was the other guy. And those were like your three most dependable players as we went through the playoffs. And now, remember, Kyle Tucker ain't coming back.
Kyle Tucker's gone.
There's rumors.
Blue Jays.
Executives believe he's going to end up with the Blue Jays.
Yeah.
And that they're going to sign both him and Bo Bichette. And now a team that was in the World Series last year is only going to get stronger. And that leaves a gaping hole in your lineup. Because as much as you want to complain about his availability throughout the season, when he was in that lineup, the Cubs' offense was a whole lot better. A lot of people talking about on this the text line how they believe he will come back because it was a hamstring injury, and they feel like he changed his stride when he came back. And he did make a little tweak to his delivery, and they think if his legs are healthy, maybe that 1 mile per hour comes back, and then we're talking about something different. But still, you still need a power pitcher, and you still need more offense.
Kyle Schwarber back in Chicago, maybe?
One can only hope, and I mean that literally. One can only hope. That's the message that we have here. All right, the Bulls, they're back in action tonight. They wrap up their road trip against the Blazers. Pre-game coverage beginning at 8:45. Tip-off at 9 on the Score and the Fitzgerald Equipment Bulls Radio Network, powered by Heli Forklifts. We go back to football. Coming up next, it is from Pro Football Talk, the creator and editor-in-chief, Mike Florio. He joins us as, you know what? We should have some pretty good football conversation because Clay Harbor is in studio for the duration of the show. He's in for Layla and Mark, who have the day off. You're listening to Rahimi, Harris, and Grody on 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.